Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Please listen to the world's dumbest Family Feud contestants.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Frog.
Something found in a refrigerator.
Milk.
A brand of gasoline.
Regular.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
A sport with an all-star game. Turn around. Remind everyone to Bob's shame. The answers he gave us can give me 20 seconds on the clock, please. Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Something found in a refrigerator.
Milk.
Try again.
Ice.
A brand of gasoline.
Ethyl.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Rain.
A sport with an all-star game.
Football.
Football, you've got to give him that.
Alligator.
I don't stand any man that says alligator, you've got to give
Dawson.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Exactly.
Welcome.
Oh, Chongo, everybody.
Chongo!
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're going to hear a giant sucking sound.
Right, Matt Lauer.
And this is a big butt.
Sure is. You know it comes out of a big butt.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Right.
Stinky McStink Face.
Stop it. What about Regis' pants?
Regis sat there with wet pants through the whole night.
That's very sad.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Speak to us.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh. It's all Ladies Wednesday.
Hello, darling.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you my story about eBay. Can I do that?
No, not really. We're done talking about that now.
No, but
you weren't the lady. Hold on. You weren't the lady that was going to say the nice thing about eBay, were you?
There's another lady, I think. You're not the same lady we already talked to, are you?
No.
Another lady.
Oh.
Oh, I did not talk to you yet.
Another lady. Well.
Do you have hair in your special place?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I might need a translator for you.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
I don't know. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Hello?
You are.
If it's human waste, save some from me.
All right, I tell you what. Mike and I will stop goofing with you. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
I just wanted to tell you what happened
to eBay. What?
I wanted to tell you. Don't make me look like Lucy or sound like Lucy.
What was that?
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I had someone that I was buying jewelry from, and I wrote a negative comment to him about this really cheap ring that I bought from him.
Uh-huh.
So he blocked me for 100.
Yes.
Did you hear it?
Yes, go ahead, please.
But Mike, are you laughing?
Yeah.
Listen to
go ahead, would you finish your story, please?
Well, my story is just that time that I got blocked for 100 years from eBay. Because
and?
I had a thing that
and?
And now so now I can buy from you. Yes, and
yeah.
You want to hear any more?
I want to hear all of it.
There's more. I mean, take it to the end, please.
Well, I spent about $450, and he still
blocked me.
Right.
Right.
And.
But.
then
he unblocked me, and now I'm going to buy from him again. And that, I think that's pretty funny.
It's a happy ending.
All right, thank you for calling.
Oh, dear.
Pretty good, Rob.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Oh, man.
Pretty good. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Wow. Hold on. Don't take a seat yet, Rob.
Ladies Wednesday is
done. Hi there. What's happening?
Well, I'm a little afraid to talk to you now after that last lady. I'm afraid that
don't be.
But we will do nothing to you. What's up, my dear?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about the story that Don told a while ago about the tampon dropping cheerleader at Starbucks. I can't stop thinking about that story.
Sorry.
Neither can I. What about the lady who dropped her tampon in Starbucks?
You know, I was a cheerleader back in the day, and there's just no way that you would not wear something. I mean, cheerleading.
Uh-huh.
So are you disputing the story? Are you what's the reason for the thought, uh-huh. the call?
It's just been bothering me ever since you told the story. And I just thought it doesn't make any sense for someone to drop it.
Why have you been thinking about this for so long?
I don't know. It's just been on my mind.
Not impossible, is it?
It does make sense if she was not wearing panties.
Right. I mean, it happened. Couldn't
well, I've been known to not wear panties, but not as a cheerleader.
Turn off the translator for a second.
Okay.
Because she's really, I think, maybe trying to make a point.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What's the point?
Well, my point is that I don't think that someone wearing a cheerleader skirt would not be wearing something underneath that would protect her.
So are you then calling me a liar?
No. I not at all. I think that she dropped it, but I don't think she dropped it the way you think she dropped it.
Why are you so focused on a story about a tampon from a couple of weeks ago, ma'am?
I'm not sure.
By saying that, though, you have opened yourself to a little analysis here.
Right.
Perhaps some self-analysis and perhaps some analysis from us.
Are you wearing one now?
A tampon or underwear?
Yes. Either.
Both.
I'm wearing underwear, no tampon.
Where is your tampon today?
They are in the bathroom in the house.
All right. So you're not in need, as they would say.
Correct, yes.
I think you're a special case. You should wear one always.
No. I would think so.
I would think so.
And you know, with the big news yesterday that they came out with that special pill that can prevent the need for those products ever, right. And perhaps that's a pill you would want to look into.
You're investing in that company, aren't you, Buzz?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, they're really not that comfortable. So unless you really have to,
what did you say? Could you repeat that, please?
Okay, let's really get in a real discussion about this. What about the tampons, honey?
They're not very comfortable. So if you don't need to use them, then why?
Right. Uh huh.
Well, that's fair enough, Ed. We thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call.
You're very welcome.
I would love you guys. Bye!
Love you, too.
Oh, Robbie.
Oh, Robbie.
Are you still on the line?
I am.
Are you wearing a sanitary napkin?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
You're still here?
Thank Christ.
Yes, I am.
Rob has stopped translating for you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
We never say this. Go listen to yourself on the radio.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Flo.
Flo.
Heavy.
Have a wonderful day, Red.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Hi. Yeah, wow. I wanted to ask you, Mike, I know you use the Sharpie pens.
No, I don't. Don, hold it. Don uses the Sharpie pens.
And I'm so unique in that. I am so unique. I am the only person in the world that uses Sharpies.
I think you have a special relationship with your Sharpie pens.
I always love my Sharpies.
I wanted to ask if you could tell me the item number, because the ones that I've tried, they all bleed through to the other side.
Right, like my tampon. It always bleeds through to the other side.
You know what actress had a problem with that also? Judy Garland.
With what, bloody tampons?
No, with her Sharpies bleeding through, like this woman, who sounds like Judy Garland.
Ma'am?
No.
If
you could tell me, that would be great, because I love them, but they bleed through to the other side of the check.
They're permanent markers.
Honey, I buy mine at Office Depot. I buy them right off the rack, the same place
you're
get
not
yours.
Supposed to write checks with a Sharpie, though.
Right. Unless you're doing it for comedic effect, as I do sometimes.
Uh-huh. If I'm
writing a check, like, to pay off a bet, I write it in a Sharpie because I know the person's going to be embarrassed taking it to the bank.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God. Hey, I love that intoxicating. That intoxicating laugh.
Yeah. It was comedic effect with her.
And also, ma'am, you must know that Don is a man of means and his checks are made of leather.
No soaking through.
That's right. He writes all of his checks on skins. But feel free to jump in because you're so very eager to.
I love you guys. Yeah. And I missed you, Don, when you were gone for a few days.
I said to Mike, has my favorite cow called the show? Because I miss her, too.
What is m'lady's name?
Love
you. My name is Kathy. I love you, too.
Love
you so much. With a K or a C?
With a K.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Why don't you go somewhere in the room and see if you can find something else that bleeds?
Oh, dear.
My.
Wow.
My.
Whoa, a little hostility came out there.
Thank you for the call, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye, Kathy.
I hate it when I'm the nicest guy in the room on a phone call.
I didn't mean anything by that.
What?
I hope she doesn't fall.
Rob, where does that hostility come from? I'm
what hostility?
Curious.
Carrie, my wife.
How's she feeling?
Not well. She's on steroids to get her voice back.
Did you know that when you were away, she had another fall?
Oh, I got the call.
Yeah.
I got the emergency call.
Sure.
It took a while to get it through because, you know, between the laughing, I couldn't catch my breath.
Unimaginable bastard.
Said he heard her fall.
Yes.
And then.
So he lies to you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and to himself. He's in denial.
He's in total denial.
How long before a lie becomes the truth?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly. He pushed her. We all know he pushed her. But he calls me and he says that she fell and he could hear her falling.
Right.
And that because she's lost her voice, all he could hear was. And then he went the other room, and he said that she said that her ass was.
Yeah, it was the ass took the bad part.
So
of
a serious fall with no ability to cry out for help, or in Rob's situation, a perfect world.
Well, they say the steroids will help her get her voice back. I've got to go home and hide them.
In Spiewak's, no one can hear you scream.
The dungeon.
She fell again in the soundproof room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get all the calls. Yeah. Anytime hey, Carrie's got a hangnail.
I think it's really embarrassing that he lies to you as well.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Carrie's got a hangnail. Think I can divorce him?
Of course, he lies to you for plausible deniability, right?
Absolutely, Mike.
In case you're ever subpoenaed with that.
Know what I am? The alibi.
The beard.
The alibi.
Mm-hmm.
Rob was with me. Yeah, that was it.
That's right. Sure.
We were playing ping pong. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Always picking on women. You should be ashamed of yourself, Mike and Don and Rob.
We love women on this show.
Women are good.
Always picking on women.
Come on, women are good for two things.
What are those two?
I mean, if you want to be...
It's kind of a personal question.
You want to really know the answer, it would be, I believe, a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. It was great. And I was caught. There I was with the big, gigantic Dyson. Right up against my genitals.
You love those British ads, don't you?
Oh, I do. Oh, they deleted that out.
Oh, dear.
Women do two things. They're good for two things, cooking and doing something else.
Uh-huh. Right.
Some nervous Nelly had his finger on the button back at the station.
I've got the answer.
Yes.
Cooking and vacuuming. See, it all comes together in a nice bow.
Only if the vacuum has a lot of suction.
See, now I think you've invented a brand new one.
Hello.
A new wonderful vacuum.
Don and Mike show.
Well, hi, Don and Mike. I caught that one on hold.
That's great.
It's our lucky day. Nice. Another lady. Hi, yeah. What's up? What's up, honey?
Hey, lady.
Well, I know you guys have probably, worn this one out, but it's just a suggestion for Don about eBay.
Hey, it's a lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you, if you had filed a grievance with PayPal, you're only going to get 60%.
Oh, look at that. My finger slipped.
Oops.
I'm sorry.
I thought she had something very important to say.
Helpful information.
I have big, greasy hands. Let's send a moment of Don and Mike forgiveness out to radio station WHOF-FM in Canton, Ohio.
Hmm.
We got to get a tape of this. Morning co-host Jesse Johnson got fired today.
JJ?
During the show. Now here's, let me explain to you what happened.
Okay.
This guy or girl, Jesse Johnson, could be a man or a woman.
Yeah, right.
Was taking phone calls. And a lot of times when you take phone calls and you play records, you record the phone calls during the records.
Right.
So if you're just answering the phone and going, you know, hello, KFRC, and you got people who will go like, hey, can I hear this record? And you go, yeah, sure. Well, apparently what happened was there were a bunch of phone calls on a tape. Mm-hmm. And during one of the calls, after the person had hung up, this disc jockey said, God, I can't believe I effed that up. I effed that break up so bad. I effed up that call, then took another phone call. Uh-huh. The record's about to run out. Thought the tape was queued up.
To the actual real phone call. I've done this. And instead, he played his rave out.
Yes, he or she played a what it says here, a string of profanities.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and it's a she.
Oh, really? It's a lady. Ah. It's a lady.
Hey, it's a lady.
She thought she had recorded over it, but it made it onto the air.
Oh, dear.
There you go.
It can happen to anybody.
You know, you got to cut her a slack.
Yeah.
Slack
you do. Burner. I mean, it's a mistake. It's an error. It wasn't intended.
That. Yeah.
But now that doesn't matter now in this climate, right? I mean, you're done.
And
right?
We all
you're
know.
Toast.
Girls on the radio are only good for one thing.
Mm-hmm. Vacuuming.
And reading the traffic.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, who needs girls? No girls allowed.
And answering Mr. Carlson's telephones.
Let's keep it a sausage club. But let's do see if we can get Jesse Johnson a job.
Yeah,
it'd be nice to see if we could help her out.
Yeah, I mean, this is really getting kind of insane right now. I mean, there was a day where, you know, you would get cut a little slack burger once in a while.
And it said her co-host just got suspended.
Really?
But she got canned. Well, I mean, come on.
That sucks.
For goodness sakes. Everybody does something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was going to mention, nothing has happened yet in the world of radio with Rush Limbaugh and the Barack the Magic Negro song.
Talk about offensive. That fall into the same category.
I thought it was going to get some traction, I guess, on Monday morning on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. They teased it. And here's what they did. I love it when they come on the news and they want to say something, but they don't have the balls to say it.
Right.
So they say, is Rush Limbaugh's song, the Magic Negro, is it offensive? Has he gone too far? Mm-hmm. Here's Joe Blow with the story. Then, of course, you get a million times where you hear, Barack the Magic Negro.
Right.
And then they have Rush Limbaugh saying, I'm not doing anything that I haven't done for a long time. And they come back. And the anchor people just shake their heads and go, let's get a check on the weather from Al Roker.
Yeah, why go into any depth at all?
I mean,
because it's almost like it's preordained. They're all gonna be it's the feeding frenzy. Mm-hmm. If some unknown power determines it to be the feeding frenzy, and who knows where? Well, I think a lot of it comes from advertisers,
and it's gone. I mean, that story had its chance to run up the Imus Opie and Anthony flagpole.
Not gonna happen.
And for whatever reason,
he gets away with it.
Everybody's cool with it.
He gets away with it because I think there's no secret that his audience is so completely diverse. That's why he gets the free pass.
I guess
it's not like the white males that are, making up the majority of his his listening audience.
Amen.
Give me a break.
All right, well, let's just take one call and then come back and talk about something else. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, this is KFRC with Dr. Don Rose. How are you, pal? Would you like to hear a song?
I love the great late Dr. Don Rose, one of my favorite DJs of all time on the Big 610 KFRC San Francisco. That better be a tribute, my friend.
It is. I taught you everything you know. I was going to play the Magic Negro song for you. It goes like this.
Is that the way he did? Did he laugh like that?
Yeah, there was a lot of that on Dr. Don. Dr. Don! Dr. Don Rose! We got a tape of him somewhere?
Really?
Yeah. You got something in the machine there?
Yep.
KFRC. You know the problem is? We have too many Dr. Phil tapes.
You're right.
Rob is scrolling through all of the doctor tapes that are coming up on the
And we don't use the Dr. Phil tapes nearly as much as we used to.
Doctor.
Not because he burned out, just like the guy on Dateline NBC did.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely.
There are a couple of Dr. Phils that are evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
That's a broadcast term that means we'll live forever.
That's right.
And there's a couple of Chris Hansen's that are evergreen. Like, here's an evergreen.
It's also a pretty fabulous Barbra Streisand song.
Here's an evergreen Chris Hansen.
I like rape.
I mean, that one, why get rid of that?
A timeless classic.
Right?
Better yet, let's just call it evergreen.
Well, I mean, it'll never go away. And give me a Dr. Phil. Pull a Dr. Phil up from there.
I do think I'm better than other people, but I'm not a jerk.
Evergreen.
Evergreen. Uh-huh.
Can't get rid of it.
Sure.
It's got to be there.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. We've got a
got good music for you. We'll give the time and the temperature too. But we don't ever want to make you poo. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. We're going to start without further ado. Playing your favorites old and new. So good morning from all of the crew. He's coming now, he'll take a bow. When he plays the music, he really is a wow. Here he is, Mr. Personality, Dr. Don Rose.
6:06 a.m. in Atlanta, Georgia. A town so healthy they had to shoot a man to start a cemetery. I mean, where else in the whole world could you drive on I-75 for 10 miles and never leave the scene of an accident? John, Fred, and the Playboys, because it's Monday morning, or as we call it around here, Tuesday A, and when she took off her glasses, I made a spectacle of myself.
What was the one, what was the last joke? I forgot what the last, Monday after, Monday morning, or as we call it around here, Tuesday.
Tuesday B.
Tuesday B.
Or was it?
Tuesday Eve, I thought he said.
No, Tuesday
no.
Eve.
No. It's like.
I'm sorry that I did. I'm sorry I stopped the show to ask that question.
I think he said Tuesday A.
Tuesday A.
Tuesday A, Mike.
Very good. All right.
79 WQXI. Atlanta, Georgia. Most beautiful part of America this time of year. And as a matter of fact, the Rose family took a nice drive over the weekend down to Callaway Gardens. Saw this guy beside the road, and I said, "Where do you do your cotton picking?" The guy says, "Cotton picking what?" Quixie and Dixie with Dr. Donald D. Rose. I'm just about normal this time of year. What's normal? Old 98.6. That according to Key.
There it is.
That guy.
You haven't played a lot of him over the years.
He's great.
He's gone by. The great
late.
He's no longer with us?
Dr. Don Rose.
It's like
no.
2 years ago he passed away.
Yeah, and actually he pulled a Buzz late in his career.
Really?
When he was ill, desperately ill,
right.
He was so freaking popular in San Francisco, seriously.
Right.
He did his show from a hospital bed that they had in his room. Mm-hmm. And towards the very end, he didn't have very much voice left. And it was, you know. 610 KFRC is Dr. Don, and goddamn, people listen to him right up till the very end.
That's pretty cool. Very, very cool.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Good.
Dr. Don Rose.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Not my favorite Rose, not Charlie.
Or the movie with Bette Midler.
Oh, the Rose.
Hello.
And, of course, Pete. My favorite ball player of all time.
Pete, right.
Signing pictures at Caesars.
Dr. Pete Rose.
Hey, what's up? Oh, we got to hit a break. Can you speak in 5 seconds or less?
Well, I was going to tell you about Dr. Don Rose I used to listen to in San Francisco.
Great story.
You did it. You accomplished what you set out to do.
Sorry, we're up on a break. I'm glad you liked him. Thank you for the call.
All right.
All right. All right, ass. Oh, what asses they are.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we just passed, Mike, on the call of the century.
It would have been a great yarn. Yeah.
Hope you know that.
What a fable we would have heard.
Goodbye. Ticket to the big time. What I like about DJs like Dr. Don Rose, really back in the day, just out of context.
Right.
I mean, I know he was doing something about a cow,
off the wall.
But he would just throw it and be like, "Hey, it's a good looking Monday." Oh, that's right. Quick Sam Dixie.
Dr. Don Rose sending this one out to his daughter, just got done with that pesky exorcism. Have a great day, Emily.
Jalen Rose, NBA player, famous NBA
gypsy.
Player. Isn't it Gypsy Rose Lee?
Yes, you caught me.
War of the Roses.
They're both roses.
That'd be two roses.
But their name would be Rose, so that would count. Don.
Yes, Mike.
Welcome back. You're King of the Roses.
Thank God. I only hope they're red.
I have a rose garden.
I hope they're tampon red.
You know, I have actual real roses in my backyard that I could bring in and give everyone.
Love it.
It's the truth. I really have a rose bush that's blooming right now.
I've got a great idea for continuity.
What?
When we come back for our rejoin song, let's play an I Ever Promised You a Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson.
What a spectacular song that is.
That will only drive away listeners by the hundreds.
I know. I think it's it makes my cheeks rosy.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.